Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How much do you like just sort of the continuity of the Archer-Cervelli relationship based on the way it got started last year and the way they sort of bonded during their time together?
I can appreciate it. I don't... I've encouraged both of them that they can't rely upon each other where they're not able to perform at the same level of confidence as if Cervelli's not available. They're building the relationship. And it was important at the time because he had gone through five catchers and five starts to give him some continuity, and they seemed to mesh well. And there actually was some, I believe there was some friction at times as we tried to incorporate our thoughts and what we felt that we could share with Chris to help him. And I think when you get in the heat of the game, you fall back into places of comfort, which can also be conviction, just how you've done it before. And we're encouraging him to try some new things while he was competing. And that took some time. And then we pushed through that, and I think he obviously understands now the benefits of it much better, and I think he's much more appreciative of it, and I think he's much more has much higher level of conviction for that working relationship with Francisco.
There was a lot of talk about Archer's pitch count after the last start. Is that something that five innings, scoreless, eight strikeouts? I think most managers would be happy with that from their starting pitcher. Is that one of those cases where you can get caught up in trying to worry about what's next instead of what you got? You talk in here a lot about how we always want to do more and never satisfied with what we got. Is that kind of one of those cases?
I'm not sure what the comments are about the pitch count, I have no.
It was just people said the comments were made that 99 through 5, you guys eventually lose an extra inning. That you get another inning or two out of your starting pitcher, maybe the game ends.
They have no idea. He went through surgery in the offseason. He built back. They don't care about Chris Archer's health. They want to win a game. And when we don't win a game, again, it's a violation of trust. Those are my feelings. And I'm way more in tune to what is said in here than what gets said externally from passionate fans that want to win games. We need him built for the long haul. Not to win one game by throwing one more inning after he's averaged 20 pitches an inning.
Oh no, I don't.
I'm just explaining why he came out. We were good at that point. We were good with what we had. There was conviction in what we did. He'd be the first one to tell you, throw 20 pitches an inning. Maybe sometime down the road in the season, you'll probably get a sixth inning if you can work it to 120. And then, how many pitchers throw more than 120 pitches an inning?
Nobody. I don't think anybody was saying to go back out after 99, just that he could have worked for more efficiency through the first five.
On the front.
Yeah.
Well, there's times you, we're always looking to pick at things. Sure. Unfortunately, when you strike people out, your pitch count goes up. And they were the team that he faced initially, they were pesky hitters that look at the foul balls that are put in play. So it's a combination of those. Some days it's wipeout stuff, and it's four pitches and they're out. And some days it's seven pitches and they're out. And then the other thing we did talk about after his outing, you may not have been here, was we're working with him to get to the point where the ball out of his hand always looks like a strike. Those rare occasions where there's intent somewhere else, that's fine. But what happened that day as well is balls out of his hand were balls. They're easy reads for hitters. And that spiked the pitch count as well. Sorry.
I'm sure you talked about Martin yesterday, but I wasn't here. You got him back in the
line. Where were you?
I was day off. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Had a little dinner with my wife.
Good for you.
Kind of nice. I did watch the game.
Good for you. Did you read the papers today, what we wrote about, what we talked about, Martin, yesterday?
I did a little bit.
Okay. I did. What do you got?
You got him back in the lineup today. You want to get him some traction and get him some, you know, comfortable in there?
Yeah, I mean, we like the defender as far as going getting the ball. Quick throws to the cutoff man. Accurate throws. He does have the ability to cover some more ground in left field to run out to the notch. There's some speed involved also on the bases. So he's one of our well-thought-of prospects. And when we think he can handle that load out there, it's better than trying to get a rookie to play off the bench, in my evaluation. Yeah.
You have had to shuffle the deck quite a bit early, injuries, various other reasons. Has anybody surprised you stepping into a position that maybe you weren't expecting this early in the season?
We've gone through, the only guy that played a spot here that hadn't been playing anywhere in spring training or ever before for us was Moran going out to left field. Everybody else, we've seen wherever they've been. Matter of fact, we've seen Cervelli at every infield position, with the exception of shortstop, this spring taking balls are working out there, and we've seen him at shortstop before. We are actually trying to move more people around just so that if there's a plan B or that long game or there are multiple injuries in a game, that the first time you move them isn't the first time in a big league game. That wasn't the case with Moran. I didn't want to ask him if he'd ever played major league out left field. I just asked him if he played left field. So once I got yes, I was way good. It's you want to be representative and fair to the player as well. Because if there's a misplay out there, they're going to hear about it. You're going to ask them about it after the game. And I need to defend them because I'm the one that's making those decisions and ask them to go places where they may not have that much comfort.
You don't say yes, but, and then you walk away.
Wah, 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 wah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.